All right, what's up, world? Welcome back to another episode of Brainstorming with Rakim. I am your host, and today's topic of discussion is about the effects of bullying. I chose this topic because I think it's important for us to discuss bullying as a society, as I'm not even going to say race, because all races are bullied in their own way. But just as a group of people, as humans, we need to discuss bullying, because it's not right. It's mentally and emotionally damaging people on a daily basis, man. And people are crying out for help, and no one's hearing them. And I think it needs to be discussed, and it needs to be talked about, and we need to shed light on this topic, because it's very important. And bullying is what causes a lot of people to commit suicide or go to commit a homicide, you know. So I think this is very important, and I think this is something that we need to tackle. All right, so I'm getting to the quote of the day. So it's from an unknown artist, and he or she said, "You think suicide is cowardly? I'll tell you what's cowardly: hurting someone so much that they want to end their lives." And I picked that quote because I know a lot of people think suicide is a cowardly thing to do, but they don't know why certain individuals do commit suicide. You know, how see, we may be strong emotionally or strong-willed people, whereas other people could not be so strongly willed. Other people could probably be more manipulated, more easily to persuade to do certain things, you know. So, and when you're emotionally broken and abused and just destroyed, you have no idea what you're capable of doing. And it's not to say you would hurt yourself, but you could possibly hurt someone else. And, you know, and think about this. Think about this. And I'm pretty sure a lot of people have said this in anger to another person, or even, you know, to a family member, whatever the case, "I'll kill you. Man, keep me, I'll kill you." And that's in anger. So, it only takes a second to make that action, to make those words a reality. That's all it takes. It only takes a few moments to make those words reality. In your anger, you can make those words a reality, man. So never say never. Never say what you won't do, or never say what you will do, because you don't know. You really don't know. You don't know. I'm going to read the rest of it. It says, "I'll tell you what's cowardly: hurting someone so much that they want to end their lives." That's cowardly. That's cowardly. And unfortunately, I was on both ends of being of the bullying aspect. I was a bully and I was being bullied. But see, mine's kind of had a innocent twist to it, because, and sorry if I'm sniffing, guys. I'm out here in the cold. I'm not in the trenches of Alaska, where it's like a negative 30 something out here. So yeah, it's cold out, man. I'm just trying to stay warm. But mine's had an innocent twist to it. Like, I was bullied growing up. I was a little kid. I stayed to myself. I was never one of the kids that wanted to be in a group or wanted to be seen. I never wanted to act out of myself to get friends. I wasn't that guy, man. I was not that guy. I was not trying to be that guy. Yo, you either gonna like who I am or you're not. And if you don't, guess what? I'm okay with that. You know, I don't need you as a friend. Like, I don't even know you. You feel me? And that's how I was. Like, dude, I don't need you. I don't know you. No, you're not gonna make my... I mean, dude, you're in third grade. You're in fourth grade. What can you do to better my life right now? Besides be my friend, make jokes with me. You know what I'm saying? Go ride a bike. Dude, come on, man. You know, at that time, at that age, in that mindset, those were goals for kids: getting friends, being able to go and play with friends. Those were your goals of life at that age. You really didn't have to worry about how you were going to benefit out of your life, or who was going to benefit your life the most, who was going to bring you financial blessings, who was going to who was going to bring purpose to your life. Like, that type of stuff you didn't have to worry about at that age. Your most important concerns were how many friends I can get, or how many girls' numbers I can get. That's probably one of your biggest concerns. Or having clean clothes and the best clothes in school. Those were like the major concerns of life for a fourth or fifth grader. But bullying was a thing. Bullying was a thing, and bullying was something that allowed kids, or not allowed kids, but bullying was something that made kids popular in school. And it also made kids popular in the light of, hey, I know who I can bully, this kid. And growing up in my neighborhood and where I was from, if you went to elementary school with them, you're going to high school with them. That's how little it was. If you went to elementary, it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to meet new people. It's not like that. If you went to elementary, you're going to middle school with them, you're going to high school. You might just go to college with them if you're staying in the area, you know, but... And that was the type of place we lived in. That's where we lived. We lived in that area, you know. So, and growing up, man, I mean, I was picked on how big my ears were. My head didn't grow into my ears yet. Like now, it's okay, but back then, I was really dark, and I had some big behind ears. My head ain't grew in yet. So people picked at me because I had big ears. I had real bad acne, man. I had acne, and I was I was a little darky, man. So, but people, you know, people had those were their jokes, you know. And like I said, I knew it, so it didn't hurt me. It was just, dude, like, chill, man. I know, you know what I'm saying? I know I'm black. I know I got big ears. I know I got acne. Like, this is something that I'm not just, you not figuring out and you telling me I know this stuff. And what made it worse was they would group up, laugh, you know what I'm saying? It's females and male type, you know? So, and it made me angry. And it also made me not trust people. It made me not want to be around people. It made me stay to myself, which I was already doing, because like I said, I wasn't trying to step outside of who I was to please somebody else. That wasn't me. Even at a young age, that wasn't me. You know, I was always that guy that was, I'm gonna be me regardless if you like it or not. And that's how that was, and that's what it was gonna be, you know. But and it got to the point where I figured the only way I can stop this bullying crap was for me to start protecting myself physically. And I thought, okay, I don't want to joke with people back and forth, because I'm sorry, y'all, I really got a cold. I'm trying to minimize the sniffing, but I can't help it unless I put some tissue in my nose. And I'm not trying to do that. But, I figured the only way I can minimize bullying or people bullying me was to physically do damage to them. And that was something that I felt was necessary, because I felt like they needed it. You know, like, hey, man, you can't treat people like this. You need to, you know, you need to get dealt with. But that was also something I was like, you know what? Nah, that's not a good idea. But as I continued to get bullied, it became a better idea every time I got bullied. To the point where I was like, you know what, I'm doing it. And I just started fighting people. The bullying ceased. It stopped. Like, I mean, of course, it took up to like middle school, so the high school time frame, to where, you know, the bullying really, really, really kind of died down and nobody really bullied me no more. But throughout that whole time, I'm fighting people because, you know, you're not about to get the opportunity to bully me. You're not. And that was that, you know, and it got to the point where I was just so focused on fighting people so that I won't get bullied till I initially became a bully. Like, people would just randomly look at me and I'm like, okay, yeah, I know he's thinking of a joke, so I'm about to go see what the hell he's looking at. And that's what it was. Yo, what you looking at? I started fighting people because they were looking at me. And that's what I mean by I didn't see myself as a bully, because I was trying to protect me from being bullied. And ultimately it caused me to bully people, which was a bad way to look at it, you know. So, but that's what happened. Innocent people just looking in my area. I felt like they were looking at me, and then people don't want to be confronted about what you looking at. And I got the right to look wherever I want to. And then it caused, you know, no, it's not about to happen that way. And it caused me to fight people. And that's what that was. And it messed, you know, it messed with me or whatever like that. Now that I realize it, now that I'm older and I realize it, yeah, like, dude, you not knowingly, you subconsciously knowing, like, dude, you were a bully. You did the same thing that you told other people not to do, or that you're trying to stop this bullying. And although it happens to everybody, although it happens a lot to a lot of people, you can't prevent it. You can't prevent every bully from bullying people. The most you can do is bring awareness to it, shed light to it, and maybe an innocent bystander can step in and help change that situation. Because somebody could be on their last leg, man. And they get to school or get to work or whatever the case may be, and they start being hazed or bullied. And now you just threw them over the ledge, man. You damn near caused them to commit suicide themselves, yourself, by doing that. And that's a problem. And that is a problem, man. And that's what I'm here to shed light on, man. We got to stop that. We got to stop that. We got to be the ones to say, you know what, hey, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to stand up and speak out. I'm going to stand up and stop that from happening right now. I can't allow bullying to happen around me, man. I know how it feels to be on the end of bullying. I know how it feels. It's not a good feeling, man. Nobody wants to sit up there and be constantly picked on and not be able to do anything about it, because you got everybody against you. Everybody's laughing at you. So it's like, if I do get physical, it's like, oh, dude, it's not that serious. But then again, yeah, it is. Yes, it is that serious. You're tarnishing my identity. Now people are going to think they can do this to me on a regular basis. No, that's a no-go. And if I protect myself, I'm looked at as being too sensitive, or too emotional. So, and there's really no win-win in that. But this is where we step in as advocates for bullying, or just people, just innocent bystanders that don't want to see people get bullied, and say, hey, look, you don't have to accept that. You don't have to stand there and take that. You know, and we need people to stand up to bullies. It's not a physical thing to stand up to bullies. Just a, hey, man, look, whatever you got going on in your life, man, deal with it another way. It's other ways to do it. And 9 times out of 10, if somebody's getting bullied, as myself, it's something going on in your life. Just as like how something was going on in my life. I was being bullied. And I guarantee you, man, a lot of times, if you got somebody that's bullying somebody, someone bullied them. And then all they're doing is returning the favor to somebody else. Oh, I can't bully the guy that's bullying me, so I'm going to bully somebody else that's little than me. Or I'm going to bully somebody else that's not emotionally or mentally strong as me. You know, and that's a problem. That's a problem. And that's what we got to stand up and we got to fight. As parents, like, I can't blame my mom and my dad for me being bullied. Because every day I got home from school, my mom, my dad asked me, hey, how was school? That's my opportunity to tell them I'm being bullied at school. I don't like how kids are treating me at school. That is my opportunity to tell them. Nowadays, man, you don't have a lot of parents doing that. A lot of parents, they just, hey, go do your homework. Go get a snack, go do your homework. When you're done with your homework, go watch TV or YouTube or something. Or go play a game. You know, kids don't get the opportunity, or their parents don't give them, a lot of parents don't give their kids the opportunity to express how they feel, to express their day at school. And then if we do, oh, you suck it up. Well, if you do, hey, you'll be all right. You know, and a lot of kids want to talk to their mom and their dad, but they don't see a window where they can do that. And that's why as parents, we got to be involved in our children's life. We got to be there for our kids. Hey, man, what's going on in school? You all right? Everything good? Talk to them. Let them, don't be their friend, but let them know they got somebody that they can lean on to talk about anything with. If your kid trusts you enough to talk to you about anything, you won that. You got your kid will never do anything behind your back, or your kid will never disappoint you in life. I guarantee you, because they're going to want your opinion. They're going to value your opinion so much. But they're going to value what you think about their decision so much that before they make a drastic or an important decision, they're going to come talk to you about it, because they value your opinions. They value your input. And that's how we need to be as parents. That's how we need to be as parents. That's, we need to be able to give our kid that space where you can talk to me about anything. Create that dialogue with your children. Don't be the bully parent. No, this is what you're going to do. You have no say so. And as parents, we can be bullies, you know, and not know it. But that whole is my household. How things? Hey, look, man. That kid ain't asked to be here. So when you go up and you say, oh, it's my household, it's my rules. Look, that's a bully move, man. That is a bully move. So you mean to tell me that ain't that kid's household? That the house don't belong to that? Hey, what belongs to me belongs to my children. So it's just as much as my kid's house as it is mine. No. Granted, my kid don't have space to make rules in the house. But it's just as much her house as it is mine. And she's going to know that she has ownership. She's going to know she got ownership of something. She's going to know, hey, I have ownership of something. We're not giving kids that opportunity to have ownership at a young age. We're not giving kids the opportunity to value something at a young age. To show, hey, I got too much to value in life to take my life or to take someone else's life. And like I said, all this stuff resorts back to bullying, because when you're being bullied and you think about suicide, people that think about suicide think about the value of life. They think about what valuable things they have in life. They think about the people that they love in life. All of this stuff comes across the mind of somebody that's suicidal. I've talked to many people that suicide, and they tell me this is, all the people that I talk to, they got a similar thing. They always think about their family. They always think about the things that they value most in life, family, the ones that they love. How are they going to receive? How are they going to look at it? How are they going to feel like I'm gone? But the pain is so strong, it's so hard to deal with. They feel like they don't have nobody to talk to. I never want to get to the point where I feel like I don't want my daughter to get to the point where she feel like she can't talk to me about anything. Because when she do, that opens up a window for suicide. That opens up a window for her to go out and do something that she don't have no business doing, or for her to do something that I know she's not capable of doing. That's how when we say, oh, I know my kid ain't doing. No, you don't know that. How much time, when you have to say that, when you have to say, I know my kid wouldn't do, that means you really don't know your child. You really don't know your child, because your child will give you notions of things that they're capable of doing before they do it. That's how, and when you hear parents say, oh, I know my kids. I know why you act in a certain way, because you want to do this. Like, that's how my mom and my dad was. That's how they was. We used to come, and I'm gonna tell you this story real quick. We used to come home from school, and we like super hyped. We hyped up. It was like, you got in trouble today at school, didn't you? And we'd be like, dang. Well, you could possibly get a phone call, and then sure enough, a couple hours later, they get a phone call. So-and-so got in detention today at school. It's like, yep, I knew it. Go on, get around there, drop them drawers. You about to get a spank. And that's how, my mom and my dad, they knew us. They knew us. So they knew every action. They knew why we acted a certain way. Why? Because they took time to spend time with us. They knew who we were as a kid. They knew their children. They knew us. And that they knew every single one of us. They knew every single one of us. They know why we act a certain way. and what's funny is my mom and dad, they hit the nail on the head with everything we did. Everything we did, they knew it. And that's how I want to be with my children. That's how I want to be with my kids, man. I want to have that dialogue where my kids can talk to me about anything. I know why my daughter's acting a certain way. I know why my son acting a certain way. And if it's negative, I'll be able to catch it before it even gets worse. You know, so just, and this ain't, this one is not going to be long. I'm actually about to wrap it up now. I just wanted to touch bases, man, and talk about suicide, because this is serious. It's serious. And that's something that I feel like as parents, we need to check up on our kids on a daily basis, man. Talk to them. I mean, get into their head, get into their hearts, know where they are mentally and emotionally and physically. Know where they are, you know, see where they at. Talk to them, man. Dive in it with your kids, man. Spend time with your kids. Love your kids. Show your kids that, hey, it's not okay to bully. I mean, show them love, man. Show your children some love. I know it's a lot of things I could be talking about right now, more of about bullying, but I just want to stop here, man, and I got so much other things I got to get done today. But hey, man, if you guys like this, you know, you got my, you know where to find me on social media. Instagram, at TheGoat2202. Facebook, Bolden Steven. And Snapchat, TrueTheGod22. Ease or replace with threes. Spread the word, man. We're trying to stop bullying. As a group of people, as a collective group, we can stop this. We can make this happen. We can stop bullying, man. So stay positive, man. Stay positive. And love your kids, man. Love your kids. It starts at home. It starts at home. As cliche as that sound, that's where it starts, at home. So let's make sure we take care of our home, man. Let's make sure our kids feel like they have ownership of what we're creating or what we're establishing for, you know? Because in the end, when we pass away, it's theirs anyways, you know? So let's make sure they have a sense of ownership at a young age, man. But I love you guys. It's been real. Raw and authentic. I am your host, and until next time, stay true, stay educated, and stay positive. Peace.